Hello, folks, and welcome back. We've got a quarter of football left to play here at Wembley Texan Stadium. Billy's have the ball, third down and nine to go. Dylan Ray takes, drops back, throws it overside. Oh, almost picked off that time. I believe that was Alden Manning.
Number 52 again, and Mr. Manning is upset with himself that he doesn't pick that. I don't know that he had a pick six opportunity, but he wanted to be two for two on interceptions tonight.
He was in perfect position there. And again, if he would have caught that ball, it would have been a very athletic catch. He certainly reached over there to try to grab it. Well, that's going to set up fourth down and nine. Looks like the Billies are going to punt. Thomas is back deep. Burchell's back on the his own 30-yard line.
I think I'd kick away from him, Randy, and that's exactly what they do and try to get a runner. He's still going to pick it up.
Pick it up, yeah, a little squabbler kick. He fields it at about the 27-yard line and is tackled at the 27-yard line.
Not a bad idea, though.
I guess
I don't know that I would kick, you know, after that kickoff return for a score. That was certainly a tough play momentum-wise to take. And so trying to answer a little bit, but the Texans' defense stiffening and, again, saying nothing doing. So
with 11 minutes and 44 seconds left to play here in the game in the fourth quarter, the Texans take over. They got the ball down on their own 27-yard line.
Trinity Wilson is back in the ball game, Randy, so we don't see number 40 Blake Guidry yet.
Boy, howdy. Looks like we've got some confusion on the offensive line. They don't have the right personnel out there. And the Texans are going to have to take a timeout there. I bet Coach Nelms would have preferred that not happen. But it looks like they're trying to get some of the other kids in the game there. So perhaps that led to some of that confusion. I'd like to take this opportunity. We've mentioned it a couple times tonight, and we want to continue to do so. The Cypress Creek Cafe, one of our sponsors here that helps bring this program out on the air every Friday night, and located here in Wimberley, is hosting Pink Fest, a benefit concert with eight bands performing beginning at 2 p.m. tomorrow. Proceeds from ticket sales will be donated to the Austin affiliate of Susan G. Komen for The Cure. For more information and to see who the bands that are playing, visit CypressCreekCafe.com.
That ought to be a beautiful afternoon tomorrow. Weather
should be
supposed to be good. More football on tap. So great time of the year, hunting season and
tis
high school
season,
football and college football.
Without a doubt,
pro
my favorite
football.
Time of the year.
Absolutely.
Well, Texans are back out on the field. Lambert's back. Takes the ball, goes over the right side. Quarterback keeper is going to pick up about 6 yards on the carry.
Comes right up the gut with that one, and as you say, just gets those legs churning and moving forward, and met at about a yard into the run, and still able to pick up
8 yards.
Yeah.
Second down and a long 2 yards to go. They've got the ball on their own 36-yard line here in the fourth quarter. Texans on top 35-7. 11 minutes to go in the game. Texans looking over to the sideline to get the call.
Well, he's listed at 6 feet, Randy, but Brady Lambert certainly looks to be maybe even a little bit taller than that the way he's playing.
Back in the shotgun, Wilson's to his right. He hands off to Wilson. Wilson coming over here to the left, looking for the outside edge. He's got it at the 40 around the corner, pushed out of ground about the 42-yard line. Nice 6-yard gain is going to give Texans the first down.
Well, a nice piece of running there, and moves the chains, as you say. And so the Texans are working the middle of the field and the edges, and just very, very balanced. We'll see if this lead, if they throw the football anymore, or if they're content to run downhill and see if they can't bleed some time off of this clock.
Texans get it set up. They've got the ball on their own 43-yard line. First down and 10. Lambert's back deep. Wilson's to his right. Twin receivers on each side. Takes the snap. Hands off to Wilson. No. Right up the middle. That's Cameron Morris.
Yes.
Nice run by that young man. 12-yard gain. Looks like he's going to mark him down a little short of that. Like we pick up 9 yards.
Looks like it. Junior Cameron Morris on a nice run there.
What Grandma and Grandpa came to see right there.
That's it.
And of course, that young man serves double duty. He's in the marching band. Kind of stands out because he marches in his pants.
Well, there you go.
His football pants.
His football pants. I saw that at the Dripping Springs game, and absolutely. He doesn't get a break or water or anything. Does Texas, the halftime show as well.
Texas got the ball across the midfield that time. They're at the Billy's 48-yard line. Lambert fakes to Cameron Morris, rolls out, a little pass outside to Colby Kelly on the right side. He's going to pick up probably 12, 15 yards on that carry before he's pushed out of bounds. Got the ball all the way down to the Billy's 38-yard line. 10 minutes to go here in the
previous two running plays quarter. Just absolutely set up the Battling Billy defense for that, and there wasn't pretty soft cushion there, about 6 yards, and so he catches that ball in space and is had a pretty full sprint.
Yeah, and he's a big man. Once he gets room to ramble, he's always good for yards after the catch. Lambert's back deep in the shotgun, running back on either side. Single receiver split out to each side. Takes the snap, hands it off inside. Looks like Cameron Morris again.
Yeah.
He gets it down about another 8 yard gain, gets it down to the Billy's 27 yard line.
Cameron lowers his head there and picks up another couple hard yards. And so, again, he's feeling it, Coach.
That young man's a junior, so we'll get to see more of him next year. And, boy, I know last week he got lightning quick around the side. Once he gets in the open field, he is really, really quick.
I'm very impressed as well at how quickly he hits the hole in the crease between the tackles. He runs fearless.
Yeah, absolutely. Lambert back deep again in shotgun. Gets the snap, hands it off again. This Cameron Morris around the right side. He's down all the way. Oh, is there a
like maybe someone tried to strip the football there. See if he maintains possession.
Got a 15-yard pickup. Had a little confusion there at the end of the carry.
They signal Texans football, but, yeah, it looks like he...
looks like he almost took it out of his hands.
He tried, and that's... I'm not quite sure.
Well, they're going to give him that nice run. Spots the ball all the way down to the Billy's 13-yard line.
Taylor Robertson checking out of the ball game quickly. And so we've got same backfield there.
Yeah, it's got Colby Kelly on the left, Cameron Morris on the right, Lambert in the middle. Shotgun.
Thunder and lightning.
That's right, there you go. Like the Billy's are showing blitz. Hand it off to Morris, trying to go around the left side. Nice tackle there by the Billy's. That was number 7, Braden Beard, to slip through and trip him up for no gain.
Kind of turns him a little bit there. Gets a bit of jersey and spins him around, and down he goes.
You know, one of the things we just don't mention enough, one of the things the Texans really did, and a great example of that time, was how many big men, were moving out in front of him to get that downfield blocking.
Absolutely.
Certainly, a lot of their success this year, they've got fine athletes carrying the ball. They've got fine athletes blocking for those runners.
It all starts up front.
Absolutely.
And as you watch the line of scrimmage, there's a new line of scrimmage typically established every play about a yard and a half deep.
Lambert takes a deep snap, hands it off to Kelly. Kelly up the middle. Again, he's a power runner.
Will not be denied.
Will not be denied. A lot of second, third, fourth effort there. He carries the ball down. See where they spotted it. It's going to be awfully close to a first down. It's about the 4-yard line.
Looks like they're going to... signal third down here.
Spotted at the 4-yard line.
I tell you, that's a heck of a football run there, yeah. Randy.
Big man carrying the ball. He's lucky he held on to it. Look, the exchange with Lambert there, he had kind of the ball underneath his left elbow there. Didn't have it fully tucked in. So.
Right. And as he was spinning. And
third and one at the Billy's 5-yard line, or at the 4-yard line. Lambert takes a snap, hands it off. Power running that time again by Kelly. Powers forward, picks up the first down. They're going to mark him down about the 1.5-yard line. Right. Be first and goal for the Texans.
For the Billies, that was number 77, Jacob Dittmar, on the stop. And he probably prevents a touchdown there by getting body on body.
And if you're just joining us, we've got 6 minutes and 50 seconds left to go here in the fourth quarter. Offensively, it's pretty much been all Texans there in the lead, 35-7, knocking on the door again. Ball's down at the 2-yard line. Lambert's deep. Kelly on one side, hands it off to Cameron Morris. Morris is fighting. Looks like, wow, what a nice leg drive. He gained a yard the hard way there, didn't he?
He absolutely did, and he could have been stopped for probably a 2-yard loss there when paws were on him, and he surges forward, and as you say, gets down to about the 1-yard line.
And from our vantage point, you could tell his legs were driving there, weren't they?
Absolutely.
They're going to spot the ball about the 1-yard line. So second down and goal, ball on the 1-yard line, again knocking on the door. 6 minutes, the clock's on the roll. Texans on top, 35-7. Lambert back deep, Kelly on the left, Cameron Morris on the right. Oh, bad snap, way over his head.
Oh,
Lambert
bounces right
up, bounces right back to him. Woo, and he was flipped up.
Oh, boy.
Tackled hard that time.
That ball goes over his head, Randy, but just as luck would have it, comes right back to him, or could have been really bad. He's able to advance it about 4 yards. Still going to be a loss, but could have been much worse. Texans still possessing the football is the good news.
And he was tackled, brought down hard that time by, looks like Braden Beard tripped him up there and flipped him over there in the backfield. Lost 10 yards on the play. He's going to bring up third down and 11.
Well, as you mentioned, the only score for the Battling Billies was that pick six on defense, so yet to score on offensive possession.
Yeah, we're just not as good as Mike Blackwell. We haven't kept the stats this game, so it'll be interesting to see what their offensive production has been.
Well, you said we were going to miss him, and so.
Lambert's back, probably not as much as our audience. Lambert that time tries to throw a little pass out to, looks like it was intended for Kelly. He tried to hit him at about the 5-yard line, sailed over the top of his head.
Incomplete.
He's going to bring up fourth down. Like the field goal unit's going to march out on the field.
So that'll bring up the
Albertano.
Albertano, and the streak lives, as you said. And so we'll see if he gets another one of those beautiful kicks high.
And again, I don't have the statistics in front of me. If I'm not mistaken, this is only his second field goal attempt of the year.
Okay.
Reed Jones down to the holder for him. Ball's going to be spotted down. Looks like they're going to set it down about the 19-yard line. Uh-oh, it's a fake.
Oh, it's a fake.
He picks it up, Reed Jones. Oh, wow, boy, the Billies had nothing
to
do
with
it. Oh,
now that may be.
Smart.
See if that. No,
smart,
they're
smart
not gonna
play that time. Omar Flores, he streaked right in there, and Reed Jones was trying to
sure
get the ball and go over the right, and he ended up losing. Let's see where they spotted at, but he's going to lose at least 8 or 9 yards on the play.
All righty. Well, his head kind of ripped back there, and I thought maybe there might be a flag on that, but nothing on the ground, so it'll go over on downs, Randy.
Well, the Billies get the ball. That's right. You can't blame Albertano for that, though, right?
No, absolutely.
that was a fake all the
that's
way.
That's a fake.
Sure.
So the streak
right.
lives. Exactly.
Dylan
exchange.
Ray. Dylan Ray back, takes a deep snap, fakes it to Studebaker, and hands it off to Paco Martinez, trying to go to the left. A little crossing play there, nothing doing. Texans bottle him up right at the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, I think that was number 63. Ernesto Gonzalez leading the charge there for the Texans. Just nowhere to go.
Actually, looks like they're going to mark it that he lost a yard on the play. He's going to set up second down and 11. 4 minutes, 30 seconds left to go here in the fourth quarter. The Billies have the ball down on their own end of the field, set up at the 23-yard line. Dylan Ray back, Paco Martinez to his left. Three receivers to the left. A little pitch to Martinez, trying to go around the left side. He's got a little room to ramble. Wow, he's met 5 yards down the field, brought down hard.
Yeah, very nice play there by number 28. Again, you think he's about to pop loose, and Cameron Morris says no, sir, and takes him down hard to the ground. Both players pop back up, celebrate a good play, and we are third and long.
That's right. It's going to set up third down and 7.5 or 8 yards to go for the Billies. Again, the ball's down on their own deep, and not deep in their end zone. It's on the 22-yard line. Dylan Ray is standing back. Paco Martinez to his right. Twin receivers on each side. Three-step drop looking downfield. Trying to scramble around to the right side. He's got a little bit of room to run. Looks like he's going to go out of bounds about the 42-yard line. Nice scramble by that young man.
Yeah,
he's going to pick up 12 yards in the first
scramble.
Down.
First scramble we've really seen tonight. He has nice running room to his right. And pump fakes as he's just about to cross the line of scrimmage. And turns on the jets and picks up a big first down for the Battling Billies.
Yeah, he was. It looked like he had a Brandon Castaneda was open coming down the right side here. If he would have had the opportunity to throw the ball, he really could have made a little hay there. So as it is, move the chains. The Billies do set up on their own 40-yard line. 3 minutes and 30 seconds to go here in the fourth quarter. Texans on top, 35-7. Snap to Dylan Ray. A little quick little in pattern that time by Castaneda. And nice run after the catch. He's going to pick up 13 yards. Gets across midfield. Going to spot the ball down in Texas territory at the 48-yard line.
Castaneda, a big target coming across that middle, and finds a little bit of room to work, and picks up another first down for the Battling Billies.
That's right. They all look over to the sideline to get the play. clock continues to move. We're a little over 3 minutes left here in the fourth quarter. Wimberley Texans on top, 35-7. Just 5 seconds left here on the play clock. Billy's better get this going. Studemaker in motion. Now Billy Ray that time keeps it just on a little bit. Quarterback keeper up the middle. Picks up about 6 yards. Brewer going to spot the ball down on the only spot in the back a little bit. In the Texan 42-yard line.
A little bit of room to work that time up the middle, Randy. But, again, the closing speed and the reading of the Wimberley Texan defense, just when you think that there's some running room, they just close it so quickly. Absolutely aggressive, hard-nosed defense by this Texan squad.
Second down and 4. Ball's on the Texans' 43-yard line. Dillon takes a snap, takes 2 steps back. He's looking. Now he goes around the left side. He's got some room to run. He's at the 35, where he's finally pushed out of bounds at about the Texans' 34-yard line.
Will be enough to pick up the first down, but again, needing big plays and down-the-field plays, and so the Texans will probably allow him to scramble a little bit like that.
Well, and kudos to the Texas secondary really bottling up where he's in their intended pass plays. He's just having a hard time finding anybody to throw the ball to. Scrambling out of the pocket. Found some room around the left side that time. Dylan Ray's back deep again. Paco Martinez to his right. Takes the snap, looks to his right. A little quick strike to out that time to Braden Beard. Cutting back across the middle. Braden running tough. Wow.
Running
nice
tough,
run.
Fighting absolutely. For extra yards. Absolutely. He is probably would have been tackled at about the 30-yard line, but as you said, just battles for those additional yards, the first down and more.
Picked up 12 yards. Going to move the chains and set the ball up down on the 22-yard line. Minute 57 to go here. 35-7. The Texans again on top. You know the Billies would like to, just for their own pride, try to punch it in the end zone here.
Absolutely. You always want to not be shut out on offense. And I see a lot of promise and a lot of good things from this offense. The Texans have just been too much.
Dylan Ray that time took a snap, turned and threw it out to number 24. That's Omar Flores. He caught the ball on his knees. He's going to pick up. Let's see what the... Looks like the Billies are going to take a timeout. Trying to see if they spot the ball. Nice gain that time. They're going to pick up 7 yards. Puts the ball at the Texans' 15-yard line. Minute 27 to go. Billies decide to take a timeout.
Omar Flores with a nice evening of work. Three or four catches.
Called his name.
Looks like a good possession receiver. Pretty sure-handed young man. And as you say, timeout for the Billies. Fredericksburg.
I want to remind everybody again about the Knights of Columbus, the Wimberley Knights of Columbus hunt in their gun. Now, let me get this out right before I don't bungle this up too bad.
You're so excited about the guns, you can't talk, Randy.
It's right near and dear to the kind of thing Randy likes.
I know.
But it's the Hunter's Night Out. I want to remind everybody that's tomorrow, 6 p.m. Sounds like a good time. And certainly, I will say I received an email because I have bought tickets in the past.
Oh, okay. So are you the lucky one that wins the raffles?
Never.
Never?
But this is the kind of thing that that makes me buy them.
Well, it's a good cause, yeah, right?
Absolutely.
So
absolutely.
There's got to be somebody giving the money for the cause.
That's
and
right.
Not getting the guns. The
Billies are back out on the field. Second down and about 3 to go. A little pump fake. He tries to throw it in the end zone. He's got an open receiver.
Well, we just called his name, Omar Flores. Sneaks and gets loose in the corner of the end zone. A nice lofted pass.
Absolutely.
And only Omar is going to catch that ball, and he does, and that's 6 points for the Battling Billies of Fredericksburg.
A nice little pump fake that time by Dylan Ray to get the cornerbacks to bite up and get Flores back there open.
Just gets him to take a step.
Minute 21 left here in the game. Braden Beard on the hold, Thomason on the kick, and it is good. So it's going to be 35-14 now. Billy's getting on the board here late in the game. Minute 21 left to play.
Texans had the block on there, nearly get to it, but instead it's kicked and free for...
Oh, I don't know.
I had about an 18-yard completion.
Well, nice job that time by the Billies to get on the board here late in the game. And again... It doesn't, not going to at this point change the outcome of the game, but they certainly have to be proud of the effort, and the coaches have to be proud of the effort as well.
Well, and that takes us to the to the rest of the district race. And so, you know, there's games for the Texans against Navarro and Bernie, but there's a battle at that 1-1 mark. And so this will take them to 1-2, but they can do something about that in the next 2 weeks. Yeah. And so
a couple more games to play to stay in the hunt.
Absolutely.
Well, both sides, the kickoff team for the Billies coming out on the field. The return team for the Texans still huddled around rather than the coach over here at the 25. Minute 21 left to play. Texans on top 35-14.
And in true football coach fashion, they're correcting their defense, and every play matters, and so you would expect that. So some discussions and descriptions from the Wimberley Texans staff to the players.
And I think some of the other players who are normally out there, some of the skill players, they've got they're substituting other kids in right now, giving some other kids a chance.
That's how you build dominant programs. Those players get experience in games like this, and then when their number is called, they're ready. Another timeout, coach.
Yeah, it looks like they had Burchell and Cameron Morris back deep to receive that time. I didn't see who called the timeout. I missed that. Minute 21 left to play. Yeah, and again, it appears to be
Wimberley had a lack of players, again, on a special teams unit. And so, just as you said, with the attempt to substitute players in and out, a little bit of confusion there. And so that's to be expected when you're not in your normal rotations and whatnot.
Yeah, we've got a couple of kids that might be banged up a little bit, too. We've got several of them sitting over here on the bench.
Someone came in and tried to give me an update with that, and he pulled it away before I could grab it. And so, not sure who.
Well, it certainly doesn't seem to be any of the kids down there in any, I would say, distress.
It looks like maybe a retape job or something like that. And so, at this point, they won't do any of that. Probably seen the last action for the evening. And see if some teammates can make some plays for the Texans.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but the Texans have only 10 players on the field again.
Again, yes.
Onside kick that time by the Billies. Looks like it was fielded by Ryan Barroso there on the front line, just at the left hash mark. So very smartly falls on it.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think that was still just 10 men on the field, which is not a penalty, but could be bad.
Well, you certainly don't want to be outmanned by a mistake, that's for sure.
No doubt.
So with a minute 20 left to go here in the fourth quarter, Texas on top, 35-14. They're going to get the ball just past midfield. Look like they're on the Billy's 49-yard line. Surely they'll be content to run it once or twice and let the game clock burn out here.
Well, Randy, I'd be remiss if I didn't ask you who your Aggies play.
Iowa State.
Iowa State, okay. Is that going to be a win for the Aggies?
Boy, I quit predicting a long time ago.
Yeah. The Texans are on the ball.
You would like to think so. Uh-oh. Looks like we got a delay of game there by the Texans now. Game play clock ran down. Minute 20 to go. Boy, the Texans kind of wheels are coming off the kind of the buggy here in the last couple of minutes of the game for the Texans.
Yeah, and I tell you, I would agree that that's pretty uncharacteristic, and I bet the coaches will have something to say about that. And
absolutely.
Give them something to talk about in practice on Monday.
For sure. Reed Jones, the quarterback now here in the last minute and a half of the game or so, handed off that time to Cameron Morris. Went squirting over the right side. He's going to pick up 4 yards on the play, set down 2nd and 6 at the Billy's 45-yard line.
Well, 50 seconds, and
try to
take it
to
down here. A couple more plays should do it.
Play clock's at 14. The game clock's at 43. And Reed Jones back deep. Oh, excuse me, that's Lambert this time. Takes a kneel.
Kind of in a different victory formation there, about 6 yards deep with someone 6 yards behind him.
I think that was called the safety and the safety. Reed Jones, I'm sorry, was a quarterback that time. And, again, he took the knee.
Cameron Morris behind him.
There they restart the clock, and there's only 20 seconds left on the game clock, 25 on the play clock, so that's it, folks. Wimberley Texans look pretty good for the most part tonight, Dean. They get this win, 35-14. We're going to step out for a minute. Thanks for joining us tonight. We'll be right back with our post-game show here on WimberleyRadio.com.